Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of...
Hey, Jack, what's wrong with Trendy? I can hear him barking. Is he all right?
Trendy is fine, honey.
Your second-rate podcast is dead.
Hey!
All right. Hey, Skippy-O!
With shout that out to him.
Just apt observation, we love that scene in Terminator.
Your second-rate podcast is dead.
Your second-rate foster parents are dead.
Shout out to Hank Skippy-O. Hank Scorpio. Hank Skippy-O.
Skippy-O, however you want to say it. I like Hank Scorpio.
Hank Scorpio. You got
that
Hank
like
Scorpio.
Sounds like a 70s self-help guide.
Yeah, yeah.
It's my dad listening to his Hank Scorpio tapes in the gym again, in the garage pumping iron.
I think that name still holds up. I don't think it needs to be the 70s. I think we
are
need
we thinking
to,
of an actual. Is there someone? Is that like a character from Simpsons? It
maybe.
Is. That's
it
why.
It is that
you only move
it.
Twice. Exactly when he got accepts it. The new job, and it's fucking Hank Scorpio.
Hank
Damn
Scorpio,
it.
The best. What a great episode. All right, let's tell the people what is trending. Jill Biden is trending. Jill, Dr. Jill Biden. She went on Colbert with her husband, not doctor, President-elect Joe Biden, to talk about that Wall Street Journal.
He's not even a doctor.
I know. Fuck off.
Wow.
But they talked about that Wall Street Journal thing and responded like a human would respond.
Oh, that was like, she's not a doctor because her dissertation's garbage.
Yeah. That I mean, one? They didn't even review the dissertation. They were just like, it's an education. You can't call yourself a doctor. Like, they didn't have a problem calling my grandfather, Jack Ramsey, Dr. Jack. He got his dissertation the same exact shit. Nobody had a problem when it was a sports dude. But when it's a woman, right. That makes them scared, they start to get worried. They're like, she's not... Can't know more than me. Anyways.
Like, yeah. Like, how do you even respond to that? She'd be like, okay, then I don't give a, like, you know.
Right. Like that, okay, that was kind person, of her vibe. She was like, yo, he called me kiddo. Are you kidding me?
I'm in my 70s. That's just stupid.
Right. Cyberpunk 2077 is trending because now it's trending because it's being removed from platforms for, failure to have its shit aligned correctly.
Oh, I didn't know that. They're removing it?
Yeah.
Hey, you gotta give it up, man. You gotta give it up. When you take, that's a huge ass L. I mean, wow. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that sucks because all of the fucking hours that were put in by the developers and people working on this game just to fucking put them through that to launch it half-assed and then say we're pulling it. Such a slap in the face.
Yeah, so they're apparently facing hostile staff after failed launch. That's how it's being reported by Bloomberg, that they're facing a hostile staff. I think it would facing a reasonable backlash from treating their staff like crap and then not even being able to pull it together and make their hard,
hostile staff
brutal
is
work
a code
conditions
for,
worth it.
Yeah, it's code for they know what their worth is.
Right.
And that's but that is hostile to a place that's supposed to exploit your labor, but you're sure.
Yeah, yeah. Mandalorian season 2 finale happened and neither of us saw it, so we'll be moving forward.
But I will start watching it because I was waiting for it to end so I can just sit with my mouth
through
agape and just get, you know, just take it all in and along with Gina Carano's problematic pandemic takes.
Wait, what?
Gina Carano, who's in that shit?
Yeah.
She's out here fully with her mask plandemic bullshit. It's just a ton of bullshit. And I think it, you know, you shouldn't be surprised because there aren't that many people coming out of the UFC where you're like, man, they've really got it together. But yeah, she's right. All stop the steal, fuck the masks. And everyone's like, don't have her back anymore. Right. This is it.
She's the MMA fighter who was in the Steven Soderbergh movie, right? Yeah, Haywire. That was a pretty dope movie. But notably, her lines were not generated from her own brain using her own politics.
Yeah.
So Mike Pence is trending. The man, the myth, the legend got his vaccine on camera, convincing exactly zero people that it was safe, since nobody gives a shit about this man. People on the right are not respecting him, and the people on the left are not respecting him.
You're not even a person. You're like a decomposing corpse with like flies that land on your head for refuge.
Right. Jerry West. Let's get into it, Miles. Yeah. Jerry West. You've just been itching to talk about this man. He's an ex. He's an ex of yours as a Lakers fan.
He brought you guys Kobe. Yes. I have no problem with Jerry West. I really don't. He's a great Laker. He's the logo of the NBA.
He is that logo.
When he left, it sounds like right now he's trying to do a lot. Apparently, you know, right now the NBA is launching an investigation into Jerry West and the Clippers for these allegations surrounding the signing of Kawhi Leonard and how that happened. Was there under the table money being passed around? Was anything happening out of character, outside of normal protocols? It's looking like, I don't know. It's looking like there's a lot of evidence that seems to, you know, suggest that maybe something was happening. We don't know quite yet. There's some voicemails where Jerry West is talking to this agent. It's all because this agent is suing Jerry West. Like, yo, you owe me money for all that shit I did to get Kawhi Leonard to sign for the Clippers. Wow. And out of that, we're like, wait, hold on. What? What's going on? What did he promise you? And now I think the thing that's trending now is, aside from that story, there's like a leaked voicemail where he's like acknowledging this agent and saying like, thank you, we don't know what for, but Jerry was trying to pull that like Mariah Carey, I don't know her type shit. So, you know, not to say like this isn't how sports deals are done, because I think in every sport we know there's obviously an element of backroom shit that occurs that allows things to move slow, you know, or move quote unquote smoothly. But this is like, this has the potential to completely fuck over the Clippers for the next decade. Like, if they're talking about like, oh, well, we're gonna nullify his deal with the Clippers, we're taking draft picks from y'all, and good luck with Paul George. I don't know what happens. So I'm just, you know, I'm here. I'm just trying to play it. It's cool. I don't want to dance on any graves or anything like that. I'm just watching it unfold, and it could be a mess. It might not be. Either way, I'm fine, because on paper the Lakers will be all right.
Yeah. Man, the Kawhi signing, like that seemed like the peak. They had signed the best player in the NBA, or one of the best players, the guy who had just taken the Raptors to the title after years of the Raptors being, you know, out in the second round, usually at best. And it's just gone so sideways for them ever since the season started, basically.
So I don't know. It's, but again, part of me as a Laker fan and, you know, born in it, Angelino, from a day one Laker fan, I love this shit because, you know, fuck the Clippers because it's Lakers all day. But there's this something about like how there's like this mythological Greek tragedy dimension to it of like this pursuit of like comparative greatness to the other like the other team in town that has caused all of this recklessness that could possibly be their destruction.
He is, for non like sports fans, he looks like an evil like Texas Baptist minister.
Jerry or West, like a senator.
Or a senator, evil senator. Mm-hmm. But he played for the Lakers. He was so good. He is the logo. He's the his silhouette is the crossover that you see in the NBA logo. He is one of the only people to ever win finals MVP while losing. Like he was on the losing team. But he was so good that they gave him the finals MVP. And he did win a title with the Lakers. Just a great scorer, really. And then when he, like his post-playing days, he was a great GM. But yeah, he's had a tough time. He was the dude who pulled off the trade to get Kobe Bryant for Vlade Divac, which at the time people were like, what are you doing? Vlade's got another couple good years. This kid just came out of high school?
Uh-oh.
Whoops.
Also, yeah, we're a shit show, huh, Jerry West?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the leaked audio is him saying, I can't believe he would go join that shit show.
That shit show.
And then, yeah, he's from West Virginia. So a little twang in there. All right. So this next one is not exactly trending as much as it is something that has been trending that I had completely. Not completely wrong, but I was unaware of the fact that Jake Paul is.
We're racist.
Yes, we're racist.
All white
against,
YouTubers look the same.
And I apologize to all white YouTubers. But so the dude who fought Nate Robinson is Jake Paul. The dude who is signed up to fight Floyd Mayweather is Logan Paul, his brother who looks exactly like him. I don't know if they're parent trapping this. I don't know if Floyd Mayweather knew that, but the dude he's fighting is he's 1-1. I think he fought
KSI. He's a YouTuber.
Oh, he's a YouTuber. Okay.
Yeah. KSI.
So he fought the YouTuber KSI and got beat one time, won one time, notably not a boxer, KSI. Mm-hmm. And he's now fighting Floyd Mayweather, who's the greatest boxer of all time. He's not even the dude who beat
great.
Nate Robinson.
Here's the thing. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. They're all the same to me. They're all the same. They have no business doing this. And whatever this is, my predictions about these two will stand. Because we do a predictions episode, and I talk specifically about this amorphous duo that I believe is just one entity and what their place will be in culture coming in 2021. But yeah, I mean, when you see that, right, is then he's just going to go in there and just get knocked the fuck out or do the thing where he's just going to be like, ow, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to call the fight. Like, he hit me too hard. Like, or is he really going to get in there and try and go toe-to-toe with Floyd Mayweather and just fuck around and find out?
I would love to see
that. It doesn't feel like knowing that. If the shittier of the two is like, then you're like, that's a joke. This is not a, right. This is not a real, I mean, none of it is a real fight because they're not boxers, but like
does Jake Paul think he's too good to fight Floyd Mayweather?
Also,
why is
does Floyd
the worst
Mayweather
the
know
who that's he's what fighting? I'm saying. That's
because
what,
I'm over
I
here being like, oh, that guy,
like,
I got him.
I think they parent trapped Floyd Mayweather. They just like tricked him into thinking that he was the same dude who fought, Nate Robinson. I don't know why anyone would fight Logan Paul or whichever the fuck it is that Mayweather's fighting. And then Jake is still trying to fight Conor McGregor, but the women's UFC champion is out here being like, "Yo, fight me, man! Like, I would love to fight you.
Yeah.
That would be. I would love to see that."
Yeah.
Just him get tuned up by a...
I mean, that's the whole thing. I will tune into these if it's about a cocky dude just getting the smack put down on him.
Dismantled.
I love that. That's what half of the reality shows that do well are. It's about overconfident people getting torn down. That's why Gordon Ramsay's so popular, Bar Rescue. There's a genre of entertainment which is overconfident asshole gets a reality check. And give me fights like that. I'll give DAZN or whatever the fuck these new streaming networks are. I'll give you a little bit of cash. Sure.
Let's go out on listening to Jim Jones talk about he was asked about the Paul boys.
On a
recent episode of the Budden podcast.
So for those that don't know, Jim Jones, the capo of Dipset, okay? OG New York figure in rap, and you know, I think people know Jim Jones. He's been on Love and Hip Hop. You know him, you love him, you hate him, whatever, but he's out here and he's Jim Jones. He was on the Joe Budden podcast. They were talking all this stuff because the conversation was about a versus between Dipset and G-Unit. And who had more hits? Jim Jones has a good point that it's like, look, if you take 50 Cent out, then what is it really? It's Dipset versus 50 because, you know, there aren't that many hits from the Lloyd Banks and Tony Yayos of the world. Although I guess if you want to mix in the game, depending on when you define G-Unit, but that's a whole other podcast to talk about hip hop. In this instance, though, he goes out with Joe Budden basically being like, because hip hop's been talking about Jake Paul and be like, what the fuck? This guy's really fighting Nate Robinson. It's a meme. He thinks he can go toe to toe with these other people. And Joe Budden just asks rapper Jim Jones what he feels, what his take is on all this.
What are the rappers going to do now that Jake Paul is on the loose, man?
We're going to jump that nigga. I know Jake Paul. I ain't going to box him. You better get that shit in the ring because these niggas going to scrape him up. You heard?
He goes on to be like, I'm going to beat him up in front of his grandma. And even Joe Bun's like,
right. It's a joke. he's like, all right, man, we were just messing around. And he's like,
I'm not one of these people. Don't fuck with me. It's like, okay, we get it. Yes. And we'll see if that line is crossed. But yes, it's always nice to hear from old surly rappers who are not liking this young breed of confident YouTube people. It's always a great thing.
All right, guys, that is going to do it for this week. We are back on Monday with a whole ass episode. The last full episode of the year before we get into a bunch of year-end stuff, year-end thoughts, holiday episodes. So tune in for that. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. Don't do nothing about white supremacy.
No.
We'll talk to y'all on Monday. Bye.
Happy holidays.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.